Moshe Rabbeinu tells Paroi that as we will go, as he requests that we be able to leave Mitzrayim, he says, "Benareinu b'zukneinu nelech." That was an answer to the question that Paroi asked him, "Mi v'mi aholchem?" Exactly who will be going? And at that point, Paroi tells Moshe Rabbeinu, "Loichein l'chuno agvarim v'dves Hashem ki oisem atam avakshim." Only the men should go. Those are the people you have asked. And the Sefer Kaimetz HaMincha asks the obvious question. Where do we find that Moshe Rabbeinu said to Paroi that I'm only asking for the men to go? That Paroi could say to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ki oisa atam avakshim, you're only asking for the men to go. So the Kaimetz HaMincha answers that the Medrash on the pasuk mi v'mi aholchem says mi yal b'har Hashem u'mi yakum b'mkayim kachay. What is the connection of that pasuk to that pasuk? So he explains that Paroi's perspective was that who goes to serve Hashem, who goes out to do this, somebody who is mi yal b'har Hashem u'mi yakum b'mkayim kachay, only a great person. And what, therefore, Paroi said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you said that v'ivdu es Hashem, you said the purpose of you going out of Mitzrayim is v'ivdu es Hashem, to serve Hashem. Service of Hashem, service of a God, is done by mi yal b'har Hashem, and mi yakum b'kayim kachay, only by great people. To which Moshe Rabbeinu said to Paroi, you're making a fundamental error. We, in our religion, in our service of Hashem, it's b'nareinu b'zakaneinu nelech. It's everybody. Everybody, every member of Klal Yisrael, no matter what age, no matter what gender, no matter what status in life. As the pasuk says, shal avicha v'yagetcha z'kanecha v'yomer loch, we all have the obligation to serve Hashem. And Moshe Rabbeinu says to Paroi, ki chag Hashem lonu. Our yontif is a yontif when everybody, if we want to have a Chag Hashem, we have to have a Chag Hashem when the children are there. As the pasuk says, as we say every day, v'shinantam v'venecha, our obligation is to teach our children. And specifically, when we are having a yontif, when it's b'chag hayom, Chag Hashem lanu, then specifically is there a necessity and importance for the children to be there. The Gemara Masech Baba Basra, Daf Chof Aleph Amar Aleph, discusses the evolution of yeshivas in Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara says, B'tchilam yishyesh le'av melamdoi. Somebody who had a father that was able to teach the son Torah, fantastic. Misha ein le'av, but somebody who didn't have such a father, lo ha'yolai mitayu, would learn Torah. Heskinu, and at that point they instituted, she'im yeshiva melamdoi tenoikas b'rishalayim, that they should have yeshivas in Yerushalayim. My darish, why in Yerushalayim? The pasuk says, "Kimitzian teitzit Torah udvar Hashem Yerushalayim." Afterwards, they expanded the networks of yeshiva until Rabbi Shua ben Gamla came, and he instituted that there should be yeshivas to learn Torah in every city, in every village. And Tosfos points out why in the original phase were yeshivas only Yerushalayim. Says Tosfos, part of the lesson of chinuch, part of the way we teach our children, is the not just the actual study of the text, but the entire experience. And Yerushalayim, where kabbanos were brought, in Yerushalayim where Maaseh Sheni was eaten, that is a time, that is the way to teach our children Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Paroi, if it's Chag Hashem Lanu, if it's time that we're going to have an uplifting experience of Avodas Hashem, that's where we need our children. We need our children in Yerushalayim. We need our children in a place where they can really experience and absorb seeing Avodas Hashem. Only, says the Gemara, Bishuv and Gamla saw that that was not a tenable situation. With no choice, they established yeshivas all over. And I saw that the Satan Rebbe in his Sefer Kedushas Yoel says a very interesting vort. He says, when did Paroi changed his mind. The pasuk says that after the Makas Choshech, Paroi says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Rak Tzoychem V'Bekarchem Yutzag Gam Tapchem Yelichem Ochem. At that point, Paroi says, you could take the children. What exactly, asked the Satmar Rebbe, happened during Makas Choshech that should change Paroi's mind? So he explains. Paroi knew, Paroi's plan was that the children should not go along to leave Mitzrayim. But Davi's question is, so where should they be? So Paroi's plan was that they're going to stay. Paroi's plan was they're going to stay with the Jewish homes in Mitzrayim, because he knew that there were people in Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim that were his type of people. People who were really not Oyvei Hashem. And because he knew that there were such individuals, he said, that's my plan. I'm going to leave them in Mitzrayim, but I'm going to leave, and they're going to stay knowing that they won't ever agree that they should stay in the homes of Mitzrayim. They'll stay in the homes of Jews, Paroi type of Jews. But what happened during Makas Choshech? As we know, Rashi says that during Makas Choshech, all the Jews who were Rishoyim were eliminated. So at that point, Paroi says, Jews that I want children to be exposed to, the Jews whom I want the children to stay, those Jews don't exist anymore. So if that's the case, they might as well go. Paroi's entire plan was that they should be influenced with bad influences and not have the positive influences that Moshe Rabbeinu was so desperate Klal Yisrael should have. And the pasuk says in our parasha that when Klal Yisrael were told to bring the Korban Pesach, they said that after they bring the Korban Pesach, Amartem Zevach Pesach Lashem. So I saw that the Kedushas Levi asks, why was it so necessary to make this declaration? As they brought the Korban Pesach, they should say V'amartem Zevach Pesach Lashem. So he says, what was meant to say was, it wasn't just the experience of bringing the Korban Pesach. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe Rabbeinu to instruct Klal Yisrael is that as you bring a Korban Pesach, there's an experience around the Korban Pesach. The experience around the Korban Pesach is recognizing who Hashem is. Bringing a Korban without that recognition doesn't have much value. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu said to Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told, V'amartem, when you bring the Korban Pesach, you should recognize and declare Zevach Pesach Ul Hashem. When such a declaration is made, then it truly has the value of teaching our families what it means to be an Oyved Hashem, particularly Nureinu B'Zakeneinu Nelech, our families together, understanding and absorbing and learning what is our job, what is our obligation and goal in this world.